Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. Your start of the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. No, Jose, does that star-spangled banner yet wave. Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Camel Country 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was Scotty McCrary with the National Anthem this morning. Welcome to Wednesday, Hump Day, September 28th, 2022. Hurricane Ian heading straight for Florida. That should be hitting today. That's kind of been big news. Hurricane Ian. Hurricane season down there in Florida. Actually, all over. Like, it was hurricane season when we were in Hawaii. Last week. Luckily, nothing happened, you know, down there in the Pacific, and we didn't have to deal with any of that. But a lot of people in Florida having to deal with Hurricane Ian, which is going to hit a little bit later on this morning, this afternoon. They are saying it is the storm of a lifetime.
I saw that. I saw a really, not that it's cool, but a really cool satellite picture of the eye of the storm. And the way that it just funnels, like it's insanely it's insane looking.
Yeah, no, it looks cool. I mean, it sucks, you know, that it's going to be hitting, you know, America and hitting land. And 2.5 million people have been told to evacuate.
That's crazy.
Residents have been urged to fill tubs with water and charge their devices. Disney World and Universal are closed today and tomorrow, maybe more.
As they should be.
The storm surge, looking at upwards of almost 12 feet in some areas. So those homes that are on the coast, when the storm surged, that means the water raises 12 feet. And they were showing some videos this morning on the national news of what it would look like having a house on the coast and having that storm surge where the water, which kind of, you know, maybe will be like 20 feet off their porch. But when you get a 12-foot storm surge, it's coming up into your house.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people on the that live on those beaches that are going to have to deal with that. And I'm watching all that, and I'm like, man, it's just like living in Hurricane Alley or Tornado Alley.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it's like.
You know that it's possible. You know, so I kind of feel bad, but you also live there and know to expect it.
Right.
You know?
Like, you could move and not deal with it.
So, of all places in the country, with the natural disasters, living right here in the valley is the best, right?
Yes,
we only deal with, like, extreme heat and maybe a monsoon every now and then, right? Or a haboob, you know, and all that. Because, I mean, up in the Northwest, they've got earthquakes, there's tornadoes, Tornado Alley, hurricanes, and blizzards and deep freezes up north. I mean, where else would you want to live?
I mean, nowhere, to be completely honest. So I know that monsoons can bring really bad flooding, but when you look at it and you put it next to the other natural disasters, of it all. It's not that bad.
Not that bad, but thoughts and prayers to those down there in Florida. Hopefully they don't get too pounded too hard.
Yeah, 100%.
Coming up here in about an hour, your first opportunity to get the family down to Disney's Alani. So with this Disney giveaway that we've got going on, we've been doing Disney trivia at 6 o'clock. So here you go. What was the first Pixar movie?
Ooh.
What was the first Pixar movie? Disney owns Pixar. I don't know. Did they own them like from the get-go?
I don't
know. Buy them later?
I'm not sure.
What was the very first Pixar movie? If you think you know it, you can text us at 22108. We'll give you 6 minutes to think about it here. We'll get you the correct answer to the trivia question coming up on Camel Country. Here,
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, how knowledgeable about Disney are you? Our Disney trivia question. We do it every weekday morning at 6. And it is Disney related with the trivia questions at 6 and then the dad joke at 7:50, all because we're giving away a trip to Disney's Alani in Hawaii every weekday. 708, 808, and 908, your shot to get in to win. So Disney trivia, what was the first Pixar movie?
I don't know. I'm not good with Pixar. Pixar not my area of knowledge.
Okay. You're more of the classic Disney.
Yeah.
Some of the incorrect guesses coming in at 22108. Text with the 623 Wally. That is incorrect.
Yeah, I feel like that was much like long after.
Yeah. Text from 805 Snow White.
No, that's
that
Disney.
Is Disney. Text the 480 A Bug's Life.
Ooh.
Not correct.
But I feel like that's a good guess.
Yeah, I mean, Disney used to have the Bugs Life land.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
I know.
Thing's been there for years and years and finally gone and turned into, what is it, like, what's the name of that land now?
It's Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers land.
Avengers,
yeah.
Cars, text the 480 there, Cars.
No, that was much after that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was it?
There's a snake in my boot.
That's a I guess that is a Pixar movie.
Toy Story.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, the original Toy Story.
I don't know. I thought it was Disney, but it is in It is in California Land. California Adventure.
I'll give you the question and forget about your first answer if you can give me the year that it came out.
Oh, I have no idea.
1995.
I was going to say 94. But, okay.
You're going to say that. You would have been close.
I would have been close.
Yeah, 95. All right, Disney Trivia. We'll do it again tomorrow morning at 6 here on Cable Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Cable Country 107.9.
Unqualified advice for life-changing situations.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Big Decision.
Not every weekday morning at about this time, or not every weekday morning, I'm sorry, every Wednesday morning at about this time, we do the Big Decision. If you have a big decision that you are wrestling with that you would just like our two cents on, you can message us at Gunner and Cheyenne on Instagram. And that's all it is. It's our two cents.
It is. It's not. We're not educated. We don't do any extra research.
Well, we have street smarts.
Yeah. We have some common sense sometimes.
Cheyenne's a single mom. I mean, she's kind of bitter. I mean, we've been around it, right? So, I mean, all we can offer is our two cents. And here we got a message here. Dear Gunner and Cheyenne, I am leaving my current job for a better one next Wednesday. HR knows this, and my coworkers know. My boss has been out of the country for the past month, and we will be meeting on Monday. He is going to ask me why I'm leaving. I don't know if I should be truthful and tell him that I'm leaving because of him and burn any bridges that we've got, or make nicey nice and lie and say it's just time for me to move on. So what should I do?
Ew.
All right, so that's the big decision that this particular person is wrestling with right now, who wanted to remain anonymous, leave at a current job because the boss sucks. It's all because of the boss as to why this person is leaving. So when the boss sits down with her or him or whatever and says, hey, why are you leaving? Is there anything we can do to kind of keep you around? What does this person do? Does he or she lie? Or does he or she just say, hey, you know what? There's just a better opportunity. I loved it here. You're an amazing boss. I appreciate everything you've done for me. And kind of leave without burning any bridges.
Oh. As much as I'm a confrontational person, and I do, like, I speak my mind. I'm very open and honest about it. Honestly, I would lie. Because
would you really?
I would, because I feel like this is something he's going to ask in the beginning of the lunch. And then you risk having a very uncomfortable next hour, hour and a half, trying to explain to this boss what it was that they did that made them so terrible. And uncomfortable.
Well, let's say it's not a lunch, because it didn't say lunch, right? So I'm meeting with my boss. Let's say the boss is back in his office, door's open. We've got a meeting at 10 a.m. Come on in when you're ready. You know? And then you sit down. Because then if it's brought up right away, you could say it and then just leave.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Authority sometimes like gets to me, and I tend to back down to some forms of authority. So I think that would bother me. Also, if it's just me and that one person in the room, I would feel very uncomfortable because they do have the power.
Yeah. Okay, let me put it this way. Kay? Let's say you're going to a job that pays you twice as much as what you're getting. You telling the boss?
I would just say it's a better opportunity.
See, I almost feel like I would say what was wrong. I think I would. That way you could talk it out. I would openly tell him that, you know what? You're not really providing the best work environment.
I totally would. You're the least confrontational person.
I know. But how does a person or a workplace know to improve if nobody says anything?
You're not wrong when you say that statement.
And given if I was in the actual position and the boss is staring me in the eye, I may tuck my tail and go. Right? But in my head, because
you would be the big macho man say something.
My wife, she works HR and accounting, so they hire people, right? Uh-huh. So they had an employee that they, wasn't doing all that great.
Right.
And so when she got another job, they were happy that she left, but the job called her for a reference, right? And instead of being honest and listing off all the problems that this employee was giving them, she gave them a raving review because they're happy to see her go. So that employee is not going to know what to fix at her next employer, like be it gossip or this or that, or just her work ethic or something else.
Uh-huh.
They lied to her new employer just to get her out the door.
Right.
So when it comes to the boss, if the boss is not providing the best work environment, why don't you let him know that instead of just lying and leaving?
If I felt that it was that big of a deal, maybe send an email after you've left and say, you know what, I apologize I wasn't truthful with you, but frankly, I just wasn't comfortable in the situation.
So send the email after the fact.
But this is why I left.
Okay.
With all due respect.
All right. Big decision. Camel Nation, what say you? What are your thoughts on this particular decision that this person is dealing with right now? You can text us your thoughts at 22101.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. And in the midst of the big decision, a segment we do at about 6:25 every Wednesday. I've got a message on Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne from somebody who wants to remain anonymous. Says, I am leaving my current job for a better one next Wednesday. HR knows this and my coworkers know. My boss has been out of the country for the past month and we will be meeting on Monday. He is going to ask me why I'm leaving. I don't know if I should be truthful and tell him that I'm leaving because of him and burn bridges or make nicey nice and lie, saying that it's time for me to move on. It's the first time I've ever seen nicey nice used. Nicey nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something I would say.
Yeah, this is kind of like a me. It's me, not you. I just kind of want to move on to a new opportunity. Nothing wrong here. Great company. So this particular person is debating on what route to go here. Be honest with the boss. Say you suck as a boss. This company's horrible. Or do you just kind of, everything's great. Just moving on to a different opportunity.
I still feel like I would lie, but if I felt compelled to tell the truth, I would do it after the fact in an email after I already left.
I say you sit there and kind of tell him the situation in front of him, because how does a company improve? How does a manager improve if they don't know, right?
I mean, you're not wrong.
So, and there are texts coming in at 22108 on both sides of it. Text at the 602, tell the truth. If they are a bum, they need to know. If they push you to quit, how many others have left or will leave after all this or because of the boss?
Mm-hmm.
Allowing crap leaders to go unmentored hurts employees.
It's a very true statement.
Text at the 602, as a hiring manager and a manager of managers, be truthful. There's no way that a company or individual can improve without constructive criticism.
But how do you know they haven't had the constructive criticism before? And maybe the conversation, it's like beating a dead horse. The conversation is just not worth it at that point.
You would assume that if the conversation had been had, there'd be improvements?
Yeah, but you know what they say about assuming? Makes a jerk out of you and me.
You don't spell assume with the words G-E-R-K, Cheyenne.
I know, but I didn't want to say it.
Text from the 520. I just told my employer to find me a new position under a new direct reporting supervisor, or I would find myself a new position at a competitor for more money. I had a new position by the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
So is it HR or the boss that she should be, he or she should be saying something to?
I think it would depend on the company. Like, how is your company ran? Is there a valid HR department?
Well, yeah, he or she mentions that it is HR knows, and this is, and my coworkers know. Text of the 909, nothing gets accomplished by telling the boss the truth. Save the relationship in case you need a reference in the future. Move on and live your best life.
Yeah. I mean, you're risking burning bridges what if he just doesn't care? What if the boss just truly doesn't care if you think that he's a bum or not? You know?
Yeah.
He might not even care.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's for the best for your fellow employees that you're leaving, that you say something then, because they're obviously dealing with the same issues, right?
I mean, at least hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just you.
Trying to think of a good example that's not a... The only thing that comes to my head is like a plane hijacker, right? Not everybody wants to do it, but there's that one guy that's going to go do it, right? And give his life to be a plane hijacker, right? You got to be that one person that's going to say something. And, you know, and you'll make a lot of friends out the door by being that one person that says something to that boss.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, just save face and just, you know, be nicey-nice about it.
I'm with the whole don't burn bridges thing. I wouldn't be here today if I was burning bridges,
absolutely.
You know?
That's true.
So, anyway, I hope that helped. There's our 2 cents.
I feel like that didn't help at all. Because now I'm confused.
All right, big decision back next Wednesday.
Camel Country.
106.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, I saw this news yesterday. John Pardee is set to perform November 6th before NASCAR's Cup Series Championship race in Phoenix.
That's cool.
So it'll be a free concert if you have a ticket to the NASCAR race. So we can look for John Party there. And in other John Party news, he's out on tour with Lainey Wilson and Haley Witters. Did you see this video?
No, I did not.
So John Party announced that he's pregnant.
I did see that news.
Yeah, him and his wife, Summer, are pregnant. Well, on tour at a recent show, Haley and Lainey dressed up in big baby costumes, complete with pacifiers, bonnets, and bibs.
I know the blow-up costumes that you're referring to.
Yeah.
I've seen these, yes.
Yeah, they're like the you know, those inflatable dinosaurs, but it's
they're
an inflatable baby. They're big baby. So they went out there while he was on stage, just surprised and popped up behind him with their big baby costumes.
Aww.
And I think he was singing A Beer Can't Fix. And they're dancing around the stage in the baby costumes. And John went along with it.
Yeah.
Joined them for a line dance. And Lainey said to the audience, y'all give it up for daddy.
Aww. Daddy.
I like that surprise, man. I'm a little jealous.
If you don't do that when I have another kid, I'll be sad.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, thank you so much for having us on this morning. Your next opportunity to get in to win a family trip to Disney's Alani down in Hawaii is coming up at 8:08. There is a tweet on Twitter that's kind of gone crazy of a couple of Southwest Airlines passengers.
I love it when it's an airline tweet. Okay.
The airline stars are coming fast and furious.
They are.
You know, everybody's getting back to flying. Yeah. You know. Well, they were on a flight going from Orlando to Phoenix. It was a man and a woman, husband and wife.
Okay.
They were on this flight, and there's a man who was in front of them who, quote, unquote, violently pushed his seat back as the wife was resting her head on the tray table in an attempt to sleep.
First of all, I didn't know you could control the rate of which your seat falls back.
Well,
you just, like, push the button, and it just goes, thunk.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can. There's ways of gingerly doing it. You know, either look back, make sure somebody's, you know, not doing something right behind you that would, you going back would affect them. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Hitting the button, whack, going back is not the right way of doing it.
I guess I don't recline my seat enough to know that there was a polite way to do it.
There's a ginger way of doing it, Cheyenne.
Okay.
So anyway, this dude went whack with the back of his Southwest Airlines seat, hit the gal in the face. Because she was laying her head down on the table.
The tray table. Yeah.
Yeah, she had her head down, and then the guy went whack right on her head.
Ow.
So she went off to the lavatory to check on her injuries. During that time, there were a couple of people sitting next to the wife that confronted the man that did this. The man allegedly responded to the people that confronted him with obscene language.
Oh, that's aggressive.
The tweets claimed that the man, along with his wife, discussed doing the same thing again so that a drink would spill on the wife that got hit in the head.
Wow. She didn't even say anything.
She didn't say anything. This is all while she's in the lavatory
checking
on her injuries. So the dude is sitting there. He's got his wife with him. Whack, back goes the seat. So when she's gone, he's telling the people that are, you know, confronting him about it, like, hey, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to spill a drink on her.
Well, that's rude.
Yep. So the gal came back. Everybody urged her to inform the flight crew, which she did. The crew initially offered to switch seats with not even a reprimand for the aggressor. She opted not to change seats because she felt safer with her current seatmates who witnessed the ordeal. Okay. So she decided to stay there.
Was the guy going to follow her? Like,
Well, I mean, everybody saw it and knew her story,
yeah.
So she, I don't know, opted just to stay there for whatever. I'd take a new seat.
So would I.
Man, I'd be awkward after all that.
I know.
So anyway, through the remainder of the flight, the man who, the aggressor, used racist and misogynistic language towards her. Also, allegedly, he kept pushing his seat back the remainder of the flight. After the plane landed in Phoenix, Phoenix police took her to a safe area to ask her some questions and then barred the man and his wife from leaving the plane. So at the end of all of this, the police and the airline, everybody said that it's out of their jurisdiction because the incident occurred over the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, my land.
That's such a go-to
all
line.
All that for nothing.
I guess she goes on to say, the tweets go on to say that the wife never exchanged words with the man who allegedly pushed his seat back violently.
All of this, and she didn't even say anything?
They never exchanged words. at all. And I'm looking at their name. There may have been a language barrier. I don't know. I'm looking at the name. It's Sarah Schwella or something like that. There may have been a language barrier. Right. So why there was no. But I mean, to throw the seat back, if it was accidental or not, you know, and then just kind of aggravates from there, you
right.
know. But I mean, it's always good just to kind of, you know, look behind you.
It just sounds like he was having a really, like, he was just crabby from the jump. Like, why why would you need to just continue to be rude and mean?
He left Orlando. He left Disney World, Cheyenne.
That's
the happiest place on earth.
He had to flee from the hurricane, and he was upset about it.
Racial slurs and misogynistic comments. No room for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the way that airlines are kind of shrinking, I was kind of surprised at the lack of legroom on a Southwest flight that I was on. But the airlines are just kind of shrinking. The plane, like, shrinking the leg room, and the seats are getting closer and closer together to where you can't even put your head on the table thing anymore, like in this story.
Yeah.
I feel like more of this is going to be happening, that when the airlines are shrinking the leg room and trying to pack more people onto these flights.
I mean, at the stout height of 5'5", I don't really notice tall. The leg room.
A leg room issue? Yeah.
I will tell you, I was on a cheap airline the other day, and seriously, the tray table was like 6 inches wide. It was terrible.
Have you flown on Spirit?
Well, this was an Allegiant flight, Spirit, which is basically the same
Spirit,
thing.
Spirit, I think their tray table's like 6 inches by 3 inches.
This big.
Good luck putting your head down on that thing. And even if you did, you're not going to get hit in the head by the other person in front of you because the seats don't recline.
Exactly. So. You're going to just hit your head because there's just no space.
There's just going to be more of this going on. The airlines keep going on the path that they're going, you know.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Luke Combs posted a bunch of pictures the other day of what he did this last weekend. But the first pic is the best. I mean, I showed it to you this morning. I love that first picture. It's he and his crew celebrating at a roulette table in Vegas because he put it all on black and the wheel landed on black 17. So in the picture, it has Luke celebrating and all of his guys that are with him, his entourage, they're all celebrating. It is such a great picture, man. I want one like that out at Gila or
something.
It is,
it is a phenomenal picture.
Nobody else is playing roulette. Only Luke. He's got a stack of chips on black.
Of course they cleared the table. It's Luke Combs.
But it was at Park MGM.
Oh, I love Park MGM.
I love Park.
Yeah.
And they had some festival, country festival there in Vegas over the weekend.
How cool would that be? To be at, like, in the lobby of Park MGM and there's Luke Combs just gambling.
Hey, when those country festivals are happening there and they're happening like a T-Mobile arena and Park MGM is right next to
it
there.
It is, yeah.
That, the likelihood of that happening is pretty high if you're there on the right weekend.
How cool, though.
And them going through there.
That's so cool.
He summarized with the caption, the boys were on a heater this weekend, killer shows in Lake Tahoe, some good golf, the festival in Vegas, and one high stakes roulette roll made for some lifetime memories with the band and crew.
Oh, I love that.
I zoomed in. I'm trying to figure out how much money he had on black.
I'm sure it'll be in an article soon. It'll be somewhere.
It's got to be, but I'm so curious. I want to know how much money he won for everybody to be celebrating like that.
A lot, because y'all know they got a piece of the pie.
That's right. Hopefully.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, I hope you're ready to win a trip to Disney's Alani in Hawaii. We're going to give you a code word here in just a moment to text us and get into it. And Taco Bell, they said they're bringing back an old menu item.
Okay.
They're letting fans vote on which one they want to come back.
Ooh, what are our options?
The double-decker taco or the Enchirito?
Ooh, Enchirito.
What's the Enchirito?
I don't know. It just sounds better.
You know what the double-decker taco is?
Nope.
Really?
But the Enchirito sounds much better.
Double-decker taco came out in 1995, got yanked for the menu in 2019.
Okay.
So it's a regular hard taco with a tortilla pasted around it using refried beans like an edible adhesive. Which it was pretty good. I enjoyed that double-decker taco.
Okay.
The Enchirito first hit the menu in 1970.
Wow.
Got pulled in 2013. It's an enchilada burrito mashup, basically a wet burrito filled with beef, beans, and onions, and then covered in sauce.
Yum.
You have to be a Taco Bell Rewards member to weigh in.
Oh.
You can vote once a day through their app.
If it's that important to
you. Come on.
It's just a ploy to get people to use their apps and be a...
Yeah, but I mean, if you're
member.
A Taco Bell fan, you're a fan. You know, I mean, I'm a fan of Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
I wish they would bring back the grilled stuffed burritos. Those were just easy to eat when driving.
Oh, yes. Yes, they were.
They brought back the Mexican pizza. Yeah. You didn't like that? You don't like that?
Not really.
Oh, I love that, man. I went and got it the other day. It's back.
I am a fan. I'm glad that they brought back their cheesy fiesta potatoes. That is one of my favorite items on the menu.
The taco, those fries they got.
The nacho fries.
The nacho fries. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all strategy with Taco Bell.
Yes, always.
They'll be bringing back the grilled stuffed burritos, I'm sure. It's just that they pull it off the menu, bring it back, and everybody's excited about it. Same with the Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
Went away, brought it back, everybody's excited about it. Now it's the double-decker taco or the enchirito. The nacho fries, though, I mean, same thing. Those things disappear for like 6 months out of the year, and then they come back. Yeah. And everybody gets all excited, then gone.
Strategy, man.
But those are by far the best fries, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I love the nacho fries.
I just love Taco Bell's nacho cheese. Like, it's unbeatable.
The most basic item my daughters are loving at Taco Bell right now, those cheesy roll-ups.
Oh, my 5-year-old loves those.
From what I hear, it's the most pain in the rear end to make, though.
Oh, like, really?
I went through, I ordered 8 of them because my kids are spoiled. They each get 4 and a little side of nacho cheese. I ordered 8 of them, and I get up to the window, and she's like, go ahead and pull around to the parking spot. We're waiting on your tortilla with melted cheese and rolled up. They say that those are the toughest to make because they got to make sure the cheese is all melts fully
evenly.
Melted.
I guess that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's cheese on a tortilla. Yeah, should be the quickest, easiest thing to make.
But it's not, because when you roll it up, it's got to melt. I get it.
Okay, fine.
I don't think they should be complaining about it, but I get it.
No, but to make me park out front and wait for 8 tortillas with cheese. That's it. There's no meat, no chicken, no nothing.
I'm more concerned by the fact that you get them the cheesy roll-ups and they get nacho cheese.
They get
cheese.
The sides of cheese. They're spoiled, I told
That's
you.
That's so much cheese.
It is a lot of cheese.
How are they not constipated?
That's why Tatum's a little chunk. That's exactly why.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Appreciate you so much for having us on this morning. I'm sure in certain situations we've had to improvise. Depending on what that situation is, if you know what you need is not there, you improvise, right?
Right.
Well, in this particular situation, you got a mom and dad, husband and a wife, and they got a 3-year-old kid.
Okay.
So, and this is coming from Am I the Jerk section on Craigslist, okay?
Okay.
She tells the story of how this dude improvised in a situation when it came to bathing their toddler who's 3 years old.
Okay.
Okay, so let me read the post here. She says that she was folding some laundry to put away while the husband decided to bathe the toddler. I checked in on them when I was finished folding laundry and I saw him pouring water on her from a toilet brush holder. I immediately freaked out because it's absolutely disgusting. He says it's not a big deal because he cleaned it. I asked, what did he do to clean it? And he said he rinsed it out. Honest, and the post goes on to say, honestly, Jesus himself could have cleaned the thing out and it would have meant nothing to me. You don't bathe the child with a toilet brush holder and she has one of those munchkin rinsing pitchers already there.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to use the toilet brush holder. But he says, I'm overreacting. It has me physically sick all day. And I told him he was no longer allowed to care for her. Am I the jerk?
I think he's underreacting. That's disgusting.
She's underreacting?
No, he's underreacting.
He's underreacting to her overreacting?
You know, like,
what do you mean?
Like he doesn't see how it's gross. Like,
yeah, but if you rinse it out, it's just a container that holds fluid.
I knew you were going to try to play devil's advocate on this. No.
I'd like to know where the munchkin rinsing container was that he was not able to reach it, right? Because, I mean, she says it's there.
Okay. It's also just as bad as, hey, do you know where the ranch is? Yeah, it's in the fridge on the shelf where I don't see it. It's right there. He probably is just a dummy.
I'm assuming the toilet is right next to the bathtub.
Okay.
And the kid's 3. I don't know. I'm assuming the kid, 3 years old, you're sitting up on your own. So, I mean, it's not like you leaving the tub. The kid's going to go under the water. I'm sure the 3-year-old's going to be fine. But if you're sitting next to the tub, the toilet's there, the brush is there, you don't see the pitcher anywhere. You know, the munchkin rinsing pitcher. You see it there. You reach down and grab it. You got to improvise.
No, there's nothing you're going to say that's going to change my mind. That is gross. First of all, I don't know about you. Okay, you're not going to know the answer to this because you don't clean your own toilets. I use bleach, which means that there is bleach water that has dripped into that container.
So what you're saying, it's clean.
No, I'm not. I'm saying there's chemicals on it, and now you're dumping that chemical onto your kid. No way. Absolutely not.
Text at the 602. No, that's disgusting. The germs are still there after you rinse it out. Nope, definitely. She's not reacting.
Yeah.
Text at the 602. Absolutely disgusting. And I'm a guy with a daughter. You'd never catch me doing that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
But I'm also the guy that would put his toilet seat in the dishwasher to wash it.
That was my next comment. It's just as bad as that. That is gross.
Okay, fine. I'm on all y'all's side. I was trying to take the other side
here.
I was trying to take his side.
Valiant effort.
I see the text. All right. I'm not going to win this one. So let's move on to my question here. I want to hear your stories. We want to hear your stories. Has your baby mama or baby daddy ever made a questionable parenting decision? Where they had
all of them?
Every one of them? And that's why you're single. Every one of them. Questionable parenting decisions. So I'm just going to take the kids myself. Good luck to you, sir. We want to hear your story. What do you got? You can text us at 22108.
Let's be honest. My youngest son's dad's just, he's surviving. Okay.
What are those questionable parenting decisions they made? Text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, what questionable parenting decisions has your baby mama or baby daddy made?
I over feel there? Like these are going to be gems.
There's some gems coming in. Talking about this because of a post that one woman made on, it was like Reddit or Craigslist or something. One of those Am I the Jerk forums.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Talking to ask it if she overreacted to this situation where she was putting some laundry away. Her husband, the baby daddy, was bathing their 3-year-old daughter. She walks into the bathroom and catches him pouring water on her over the top of the head, rinsing the shampoo out from a toilet brush holder.
So disgusting.
She immediately freaked out because it's absolutely disgusting. He says, not a big deal. I cleaned it out. She says, how did you clean it out? He goes, I just rinsed it out.
And he probably rinsed it out in the bathtub water. Let's be honest.
Well, maybe it was the toilet water. You don't know.
Which is just
If the bathtub's there, toilet's right there, you reach down because it's convenient. Where else are you going to rinse it out at, right?
If we're justifying it, it would be the sink.
Yeah, but then you got to get up and go to the sink.
Oh, no.
See, if that's the case, then might as well reach that pitcher that apparently was there. The rinsing pitcher. She mentions that the rinsing pitcher was near the bathtub. So why go for the toilet brush holder? So I'm assuming he popped the lid off the back of the back of the toilet and rinsed it back there in the clean water.
There is no way that this man went through that much effort to rinse out the toilet bowl holder.
Or out of the spout. I mean, when it's coming out of the spout, you can rinse it out with the clean water, right?
But then you're still dumping it into the bathtub water.
Yeah, but it's not going over her head.
No, then now she's soaking in it.
You're bathing in your own filth anyway. Who cares? But anyway, I think we're all in agreement that was kind of gross.
Yes.
I'll sit and try and defend it, but I'm not going to win this one. So that had us talking about questionable parenting decisions that have gone on in your life. Maybe you yourself, maybe a baby mama, baby daddy, questionable parenting decisions. Text at the 623. My husband decided to change our son's diaper one time while my son was having stomach problems from a switch in formulas. I told him, don't lift his legs. He has diarrhea and will explode on you. Well, he then proceeded to lift the baby's legs. You can guess
and
what
he exploded. It says
his shirt, his face, and the entirety of the areas around him.
Oh my gosh. That's what you get for not listening.
Text of the 623. When my daughter was just a few months old, I found my father-in-law dipping her pacifier in his rum and in his rum and coke. I asked him what he was doing, and he says, well, you don't rub rum on their gums? I said, some people do, but they don't dip the pacifier in running coat. Text of the 480, are the toilet brush bathing people the same people who talked about putting their toilet seat in the dishwasher? That was a TikTok recommendation. To fully clean your toilet seat, put it in the dishwasher.
Still disgusting. Still gross.
A lot of people are just commenting on the story in general.
Yeah.
Text of the 602, that's how you get pink eye. Do brush bucket to rinse head.
Yes. Oh, man.
Text 815. He was just trying to get out of work. He did that on purpose to get caught.
Yeah, that is a word that I like. There's a word to that. It's called weaponizing incompetence. And you what? Do this. You do this with your wife. You so do, chores.
She's listening. Don't.
He does things half rear-ended so that you tell him, just don't do it. I'll do it.
Text of the 602. Even my husband isn't that stupid. He has questionable parenting skills and abilities every day.
I like that you give your husband some credit, though.
All right. We've all made questionable decisions.
I mean, we really do. You know, parenting is full of, you know, flaws and mistakes.
Yeah, that's right.
But at least some of us have never done that.
She'll get over her pink eye. It's all good.
Just give her some eye drops. She'll be fine.
That's right.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Now we're all chasing after that trip to Alani. Another opportunity for you to win a trip to Hawaii to Disney's Alani coming up here at 9:08. Imagine, if you will, being at a bar, karaoke bar.
Ooh, okay.
You're there having some drinks, and then the big security guy that you walk by, a guy that can take me down, 6 foot, you know, 6 foot, 220 pounds, yeah. Can take me down, just like with his one hand.
Bear claw you.
Yeah. Grab me by the scruff of the neck and just drag me out of the bar. That kind of guy.
Sir.
Big dude. Okay. Imagine, if you will, that big security guy getting up on stage, grabbing the mic, and singing Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey and just knocking it out of the park. A guy you would never think would be able to grab the mic and sound as good as he did. You have that vision in your head.
Yes.
It actually happened in Nashville at Blake Shelton's Old Red.
Ooh.
One of the security guys, one of the door guys, big guy. He can take anybody by the scruff of neck and grab him out and throw him out there on Broadway.
Yeah.
He went up on the stage, sang Tennessee Whiskey. The crowd loved it. Take a listen. He sounds great. So good.
Wow, that's impressive.
His name is Kevin LaSure.
Kevin
LaSure.
Okay.
How creative a story would that be if he left his security gig at Blake Shelton's Old Red and became some big superstar?
That would be so cool. I think like stories like that are what make music what they are, because who you are, who you've been, what you look like doesn't matter. I mean, take Jelly Roll, for instance.
Jelly Roll. Oh, yeah.
He is a massive tattooed from forehead to toe man who used to be a drug dealer.
Dude, he's like 400 pounds. He's a big boy.
He's huge. Yeah. Love him. I'm a huge Jelly Roll fan.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. He sounds incredible. But I mean, it still is an uphill battle for that guy, though. I mean, you shouldn't be judging the way the people look. But they do.
Yeah.
He's got tats all over his face. Didn't he used to be like a... He ran the prostitution, like prostitutes and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's a reformed drug dealer. Yeah. He is, he's had a life. Yeah. He's lived a life.
But man, he sounds incredible.
He does. And this guy could be no different. Yeah. And I love it.
Side note, speaking of karaoke, what do you think Luke Combs' favorite karaoke song is? Like, what's his go-to karaoke song? You'd never guess it. I'll just tell you. Blue Dabba D by Eiffel 65.
I'm sorry, what?
Blue... Ah, da ba dee, da ba da. That's his go-to karaoke song. Luke Combs. Isn't that crazy?
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
You know what the good stuff is?
What's that?
A family Hawaiian vacation to Disney's Alani. We're going to get you a code word to text in, and that'll get you in to win that trip coming up here in just a moment. Texts are coming into 22108 that nobody believes that Luke Combs' go-to karaoke song is Blue Dabba Dee by Eiffel 65.
I totally believe it is.
You do?
Yeah.
No, we don't have audio of him singing it. We have audio of him actually saying it, which is right here.
My go-to karaoke song is Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Dee.
You really think that he's going to say that it not be true? Are you calling Luke Combs
know.
A liar?
I think it was like a rapid-fire question. He came with...
That's what he came with? No way!
Whose go-to karaoke song is that? You've heard the song,
oh,
right?
Oh, I love the song.
Let me play a clip here.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy
I don't see Luke Combs singing this.
I totally do.
And everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue.
And that's all you know.
That's all I know. It ends there.
I totally see that. I think it's so different, and that's the point of karaoke. Is it's supposed to be fun.
But he's got a great voice. He can sing. That thing it just seems like it's one of those go-to songs. If you can't sing karaoke, that's what you would go with.
I think that's what bad singers would say.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I mean, that may be my new go-to karaoke song. I don't sing karaoke.
When was the last time you karaoke?
Exactly. I sing Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places because everybody sings along and I can hold the mic down here and sing like way out here and then I get drowned out by everybody else singing. See what I mean with this one? Though. Yeah, I mean, exactly.
And himself and everybody around.
You can handle this one.
Nobody to listen.
All right, hit it.
Everybody join in. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. See? Because I can make like a goofy voice, because then it sounds like a synthesized voice like that.
Yes. But I think that Luke Combs is talented enough where he could put a little bit of a twist on it. I think I truly believe that it is.
All we have is audio of him saying it. We don't have audio of him singing it. There's got to be audio out there somewhere.
Oh, I would love audio. Love that.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.